This is The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. Right here on the show, you'll enjoy the unvanished truth from a people of a rising continent. On Mondays, radioactive. Tuesdays, open thought. Wednesdays, worthy of note. On Thursdays, the Lords of Logic. And on Fridays, oh, what a week.
Wow.
I invite you to the world on The Sunny Side. Right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Weekday from 12 to 3 p.m.
My name is Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. It's a beautiful Friday. And look, thank God it's every day to begin with. I don't have it as a customary pattern to only thank God on Fridays. You know, like thank God for Monday night, Monday morning, Friday, Saturday, every hour. Look, it's a beautiful day. We're happy to be here. The last day of a work week for some of us. Hallelujah. Looking forward to the weekend. Look, I really hope that you're awake, you're well, you're fine. It's good with you. Your ambitions, your hope, your prayers look like they're being answered and the lines are falling in the right place and with just enough faith and you give it some time and a little bit more work, it should work out as desired or say maybe as planned. We're radio. This is radio. 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side and the sun rises here. Look, I love when I say that. The sun rises here. I think I love the fact that maybe with the opportunity of a dawning day, everything else is possible. It just holds an element of possibility. So welcome to radio and today's edition of Possibilities. On Fridays, we call that Oh What a Week. And we'll be recapping some of the interesting conversations we had during the course of the weekend. Thank God today is Friday. Wednesday, we didn't have too much time to elaborate on language and interpretation. And the language was what men mean when they say, I want to marry a woman who gives me peace. So hallelujah. We're going to be doing that today. But first, I want to share with you an audio I couldn't share yesterday because I wanted to interact with your position or opinion when it comes to what we understand responsibility to be. And honestly, I'm thankful for all our friends who called into radio yesterday on Lords of Logic to give a position, a perspective. Now, given the angle we approached the topic yesterday, I gave it some more thinking and I thought we're going to also revisit Lords of Logic again today, but I want to adjust the question. Yeah, so yesterday the question was, what is responsibility? Today we want to look at the purpose of responsibility. What's the purpose of it? So it now depends on whether, and the reason I'm asking this is because I think I want to. Actually, I think I'm looking for something with you. I'm looking for something in you. That's the honest truth. And no, it doesn't have to agree with my opinion. I just have a particular understanding. And I want to see whether you have a similar comprehension of that. Exactly. So I've told you my motive, yeah? Yeah. There's something on my mind. I want to see whether you have considered that angle of, you know, this aspect of responsibility. So we're going to be looking at that today. We're off on a break in a few minutes when we come back. I think we should start from Tuesday. I really want to, you know, avoid political conversations if I can. Okay, so Tuesday we looked at the Nigerian stranded overseas. And then, no, that was for Wednesday. Now hold on, looks like my time for a break is really fast approaching. Okay, let me tell you that real quick. We had our divorce series on Tuesday. We're opening that again today. And why do you hate your mother? We're revisiting that. Hopefully you can call in and give us some aspect to your position and the situation. We'll be right back.
Oh, what a week. This is The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce. Welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. So Tuesday, why do you hate your mother was a very interesting conversation that we had on Tuesday. So today allows for those who didn't have an opportunity to call in on Tuesday to give us their opinion. Hopefully they take today as an opportunity to do so. And then we're also revisiting the divorce series. And basically, we're looking at, you know, men, women who are right now married but are considering a divorce. We want to know why. I think these type of conversations help us understand the dynamics to marriage and if it holds together, how it holds together. And when it doesn't hold together, factors that actually affect the glue that binds the union of two together. All right. So before that, I want to play you something. What I'm playing you right now is a perspective on responsibility. It's not our immediate conversation. I want to play it so that you can hear it, and I want you to spend some time in your subconscious to just think about it. I think hopefully the aim is to, if I can, expand your imagination when it comes to the very concept of responsibility. I just want to put something in your subconscious, and it's not to influence your knowing or what your position is. It's to give you another perspective, something that you can juxtapose your position against. You get it? Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce Onyemowa. Welcome to The Sunny Side. Here is Jordan Peterson. Responsibility.
It's basically God comes to Abraham and just says, go. Get going, man. Do something. Do something. Get going. And you might think, well, where should I go? And God is somewhat vague about that, and where he sends Abraham, it's a real fixer-upper, man. It's like there's starvation there, and there's tyranny, and there's marital dissolution, and there's deceit. Like, it's just like where you live, you know? It's exactly the same thing. It's tyranny and catastrophe. So that's the tyrannical great father, because Abraham ends up having to sojourn in Egypt, and there's a famine, and so Mother Nature is on the rampage, and Abraham lies about his wife, as we'll see. And so it's the world. It's tyranny and vulnerability and deceit. And yet God says, go, because if you do go, then you'll become a father of nations. And you think, well, again, that's pretty good news, although it's strange, because you'd expect that if God chose Abraham, then he'd send him immediately to the land of milk and honey. And that isn't what happens at all. It doesn't happen at all. And Abraham never gets there. But his mission is still regarded as divine. And thank God for that, because that's what your mission will be, because that's what you will encounter in your life. Those are the archetypal things everyone encounters. The tyranny of the social structure and the rapaciousness of nature and the deceitful quality of the human psyche. It's like, that's the world. Now, that's a negative view in some sense, but it's positive in the story, because what it basically says is something that's akin to the Sermon on the Mount, which is that if you're aligned with God, and you pay attention to the divine injunction, then you can operate in the midst of chaos and tyranny and deception and flourish. And you could hardly hope to have a better piece of news than that, given that that's exactly where you are. So, and I didn't see any of that in the Abrahamic stories to begin with. So it's been very interesting to have that sort of reveal itself. And one of the things that has just blown me away in the last year, because I've talked to lots of people live, you know, but also lots of people online, but it's more obvious live, and it's obvious in this theater as well, is that I've gone around and spoken, and a large proportion of my audience has been young men, you know, under 30, something like that. And I've spoken to them a lot about responsibility. And what's so odd about this is that of all the things that I've spoken about, because I can see the audience and I can feel how the audience is reacting, because I'm always paying attention to all of you insofar as I can manage that. So I get some sense of how what I'm saying is landing, you know, which you have to do if you're going to speak effectively to people. And what happens is, if I talk about responsibilities, everyone is silent, just like they are now, silent and not moving, right? Focusing, attentive, say, pick up your responsibility. Pick up the heaviest thing you can and carry it. And the room goes quiet and everybody's eyes open. And I think, that always makes me break up. I don't know why. I was speaking to an English journalist today who's going to write an article in Spectator magazine. I was talking about this, and at the same point in the discussion, I had the same emotional reaction. I don't really understand it. There's something about it that's so crucial because, you know, we've been fed this unending diet of rights and freedoms, and there's something about that that's so pathologically wrong. And people are starving for the antidote, and the antidote is truth and responsibility, right? And it isn't, because that's what you should do in some I know better or someone knows better for you what you should do sense. It's that's the secret to a meaningful life, and without a meaningful life, then all you have is suffering and nihilism and despair and all of that and self-contempt, and that's not good, and it's necessary to stand up and take responsibility. And they all know that and are starving for that message. And the message is more that that's also a good thing, to stand up and take responsibility, because you're cursed so much now from when you're young with this notion that your active engagement with the world is part of what is destroying and undermining the planet and adding to the tyranny of the social systems. It's like, how about not so much of that, hey? Because it's too soul-deadening. It's anti-human right to the core. And my sense instead is that, you know, if you were able to reveal the best of yourself to you in the world, that you would be an overwhelming force for good, and that whatever errors might be made along the way would wash out in the works. And that's the other thing that you see in the Abrahamic stories, because Abraham is not a perfect person by any stretch of the imagination. He's a real person and he makes mistakes, but it doesn't matter. The overarching narrative is maintain your covenant with God, and despite your inadequacies, then not only will you prevail, but your descendants will prevail. It's like, great, that's really good news, you know? So it's been really something to see that in the stories. So that's responsibility. It's not just that Abraham is kinder, gentler, more intrepid, ethical, or a better debater than his ancestor Noah. Rather, both the Noah and Abraham stories are pieces of a development of an increasingly stronger stance of humans relative to the deity. Before the story is over, humans will become a good deal stronger and bolder than Abraham. See, what happens as the story progresses is that Abraham and Sarah are eventually granted a son, but it's way late in the story and they're very, very old by the time it happens. And of course, you're not going to be a father of nations without having a child. And so the writers are attempting to make the case that if you forthrightly pursue that which God directs you to pursue, let's say, that all things are possible. That's the idea in the narrative. And you might say that's naive, and it's not. You think it when you're naive, right? And then you dispense with that idea. And then when you stop being the sort of person who dispenses with ideas, then you come to another place. And that's the place where you think you have no idea what might be possible for you if you got things together and pursued what you should pursue. You don't know how much what's impossible to you right now would become possible under those conditions. It's an unknown phenomena. And like, I've watched people who've put themselves together across time, you know, incrementally and continually, and they become capable of things that are not only jaw-droppingly amazing, but also sometimes metaphysically impossible to understand. And so we don't know the limits of human endeavor. We truly don't. And it's premature to put a cap on what it is that we are, what it is that we're capable of. And so, you know, you're already something, and maybe you're not so bad in your current configuration, but you might wonder if you did nothing for the next 30 years except put yourself together, just exactly what would you be able to do? And you might think, well, that's worth finding out, but of course that's the adoption of responsibility. And one thing I've also learned over the years, because I've been curious about this battle between meaning and nihilism, you know, and I could see for a long while the rationale in nihilism and the power of the nihilistic argument. But it occurred to me across time that despite that, the power of the nihilistic argument is more powerful than naive optimism. It's not more powerful than the optimism that is not naive. Because the optimism that is not naive says it's self-evident that the world is a place of suffering and that there are things to be done about that. And it's self-evident that people are flawed and that there's things to be done about that. And then the non-naive optimist says the suffering could be reduced and the insufficiency could be overcome if people oriented themselves properly and did what they were capable of doing. And I do not believe that that's deniable. I think that human potential is virtually limitless. and that there's nothing perhaps that's beyond our grasp if we're careful as individuals and as a society. And so I think that there's no reason for nihilism, and there's no reason for hopelessness, and there's no reason to bow down before evil, because we're capable of so much more. And I think you know that first because you're not happy with who you are, and you're ashamed and embarrassed about it, as you should be. And you know it because if you look out there, you see people who are capable of doing great things, and you know that we're not giving it our all. And still we're not doing so badly, you know? And so you might wonder, if we devoted 90% of our effort to putting things right instead of 55% of our effort, or maybe even less than that, you might wonder just how well could things be put together. And I think that you can figure that out by starting with your room, by the way.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info. If you have just tuned in, welcome to The Sunny Side. We're trying to paint an imaginary picture of the comprehension of responsibility and see all the places or all the areas in human life where responsibility actually makes up the entire framework of human existence and how it actually does. If you find some time, I would suggest that you read the book titled The Red Book. It's by Carl Jung. I think that it speaks to, you have to read it to really see what a psychologist is able to document from his years of psychology and human interaction with his patients, and thoroughly understand the miracle of what we can call the human mind, or that can actually help project human capacity, or the potential of human capacity. It's titled The Red Book, Carl Jung. It's not necessarily popular. I don't know. I think you can get it off of Amazon. Yeah. I don't know that you can get the PDF. If you can, please read it. It explains human pattern behavioral. It partly touches on behavioral science. Yeah. And how the human mind primarily functions. And I think that's necessary to understand in order for us to understand humans, to understand who we are, me and you, yeah? And then from that, we can maybe lay that as a foundation in the progression of both human ambition, thinking, will, intentions, and everything else that the human can be in pursuit of throughout the days of human life and living, yeah? Carl Jung, The Red Book. All right. Okay. So you just want to have that at the back of your mind. And let's open up the telephone lines of conversation. We're starting off Tuesday. And we asked the question, why do you hate your mom? So we're going to talk about that. We're going to open up our divorce series as well and allow people who are married to speak on why they have thought about a divorce, the situation, or say pattern in their situation that has led to their intent to want to be divorced. That, all right? And then we start from there and we segue into Wednesday, language and interpretation, what men mean when they say they want a woman who would give them peace. And then after that, we go into Lords of Logic from yesterday, what is responsibility? But today we're choosing to see whether we can unravel even deeper the purpose of human responsibility. On 99.3 Nigeria Info, let's talk. So first of all, why do you hate your mother? And then divorce series one, if you're married and you've thought about a divorce, why? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Let's talk. Welcome to radio. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you? Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Thank God it's Friday.
Okay.
Please, before I speak on the very one, can I speak on this very
one?
No.
You would wait when it's time for Lords of Logic, then you can speak on it. I told you, I just wanted that to be in your subconscious. And I'm not necessarily trying to sway you in any way, particularly. I just want you to think. And then you hold on to your thought. And then eventually when I open up the telephone lines, then you can speak on responsibility, all right? Welcome to The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Hello, Joyce, my sister. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. What's your name?
Yeah, you have Rosalind E.
Okay. Welcome.
Online.
Okay.
I know you're my sister. We won't go there. I've been texting and everything. I've been following Nigerian Info for so long.
Great.
That very day, I wept. That was, I think, yesterday or day before yesterday, I wept. I was weeping.
Why?
See, the program ended. I don't want to go there.
Uh-oh.
I would have loved to remain anonymous, but I've mentioned my name.
Don't worry. I didn't even hear your name. I was just about to ask you what your name was.
All right. So, my name is Rosalie.
No way. You're not supposed to say your name. Say, in case you want to tell me something sensitive, that is.
No, I will call back for that.
Okay.
That's a very long story. You won't want to hear it, Sev.
Uh-oh.
But what I'm saying is that, can we turn the question after all this program to ask, why do some mothers choose one, to love one?
And like hate the other.
And I'm the first child of the home. When it comes to responsibilities, I'm so loved. I've finished doing, you know, you were talking about responsibility the other time.
Yeah.
That's when I become Adanne.
Okay.
East, west, north, and south, abroad, everywhere. Adanne, Jishike, Chineke, Bagune, you know?
Mm.
Even at my father's burial, when I call for general meeting, let's sit down and talk. My dear, ask me that question. I want to answer or ask that same question to my mom. She will answer. Why do some mothers love one out of seven and make me an escape goat? I'm sorry.
No, please don't apologize. Please don't apologize. I do apologize. Wow. So, first of all, I want to say thank you very much for calling. And I really hope that, you know, radio affords you a medium of expression to let out, particularly the anger. I really would like to be that conduit where the anger can come out of your consciousness and maybe your blood and maybe your bones and out of you and into the world and let the wind take it far away to hell. And hopefully, even if she chooses to never love you, that there's just enough peace to keep you in one piece. There's just enough peace in your soul that you can be human enough, good enough, that this world can regard and know that somebody good was here. And maybe that's really, really enough. We're going to have that conversation on Tuesday next week, God willing, on our Divorce Series 2, Why Mothers Hate Their Children, or say a child. And I'm hoping to speak to children who are hated by their mother, or also and also speak to mothers who hate their children next Tuesday. Thank you again. Thank you again. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah,
your name is Emmanuel. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you. Go ahead real quick. So you want to speak on divorce or why mothers hate their children? Pardon me. Yeah, why you hate your mother?
No, I wouldn't say I hate my mother because she left me 2 years ago. But that is not what the reason why I called. The reason why I called is because of divorce. I'm currently divorced. You know, like, so, but one thing I want to ask, what is your ideology that is backing you women up? Like, if this violence, this fight, like a domestic violence is arising, you women are supposed to be, like, calm the husband down, but so women, so
sorry, please, hold on a second, handsome. Please wait, bring it back. You say when domestic violence arises, when the, like, man is violent, you know, to the wife, it's the wife's responsibility to calm him down.
No, I said, no, based on our culture, you know, when your husband is talking, like, maybe you guys are arguing some stuff, the wife should also be mute. Even though you want to give a reply, the reply should not be aggressive. Because if you have two kings in the palace, what you have is chaos and havoc.
If the king wants peace in his palace, he will not shout at his wife. If the king wants peace in his palace, he would love his wife as he loves himself. Hold on a second. Can I ask you something even more personal? Have you no other education besides your cultural influence? Do you have no other external influence besides your cultural information? You have nothing else besides what culture has told you?
No, I do. Why not? I do.
So, but then when you speak to me, you say according to culture. You suppose that a woman is supposed to subject herself to the opinion of men in culture. Hello? You suppose that a woman's information or education... Okay, go ahead.
I know. What I'm trying to say is that sometimes my voice is low, but the reply I get is so aggressive.
Oh, well.
I don't understand. Maybe, yes. Like, okay, we are trying to settle one or two issues, and there's no I'm sorry. Since I was married, she has never said I'm sorry for any issue.
Have you told her ever that you're sorry? And do you tell her consistently or say as frequently as you offend her?
Many times I do apologize, even though it's not my fault.
Okay.
Just to keep this fish fair, man. I just thought about it. Maybe that something is really apparent something out of it. Just for people to marry.
Yeah, I mean, that's wrong on her part. So it's either she doesn't love you or she's just being unnecessarily difficult.
No. That's what it's about love in this modern world. There's nothing love has been. Love has been under.
Look, if there is no love, there is no understanding. So I think you suppose that humans can achieve understanding in the absence of love. If there is no love, there is no understanding.
You are right. I think she does not understand. She doesn't even know what it's about.
So, but then even you yourself, you dismiss it. So because you dismiss it, you don't have it. And because you don't have it, you can't demand it. Even worse, you can't give it. So again,
I do give it. I've been giving it for the past 5 years.
But you just said that you don't believe in love. You just told me to dismiss it, that there's nothing
because
like that here.
I just discovered that I'm fighting everything since she's a complete housewife. I never wanted. I told her to go and look for work, but the work she has been saying is not very lucrative. So I told her, instead of you suffering yourself,
your line is breaking. Yeah, I'm with you, but your line is breaking up.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm actually busy.
Okay, I gave an opportunity to go into fashion designing. You understand?
You gave an opportunity
to make her happy. I even tried to score for you, but it's so easy. I'm giving everything that is for love. And I thought for the fact that okay. And each time we just have a little argument, and you were like, okay, if you talk to me this way, I'm going to pack my load and leave. And the next thing, she just leave mom says, our mom will accommodate her. Then my dad has to call me. We have to do some family settlement, and she now calls.
Okay, so honestly, I do apologize. The line is not working in your favor. So chances are you might have to hang up and please call back. Yeah. So what I think we can make out of that is that there is no love in the situation. And once there is no love, there is no understanding. She doesn't understand you. You don't understand her. So there's the bickering and arguing. And I don't know whether you suggested domestic violence, but it would appear that you expect her to be the one to temper down. So curiosity begs me to ask you whether you have no other learning, you have gleaned nothing from chance and time, from education, from information, outside of culture. Like you've not had the luxury to learn something, to get influence besides culture. Now, if that is a yes, then maybe what we see is what we should expect. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Pius is here. Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We're recapping the week. It's Oh What a Week. Good afternoon.
Hello, Joyce. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
Yeah, my name is Pius. And you see, I concur to what that caller said. You understand what I'm saying? That was the last caller.
Are you also married? Pardon me. Are you also married?
Yeah. I'm married with kids.
Okay. Are you also thinking about a divorce?
Yeah, I'm thinking about the, you know.
Why?
You understand me? But you see, the reason is what that caller said. My wife is too adamant. I'm sorry, it's not in her at all. You understand me? I've tried several times to make her understand some things. You understand me? But she tend to be too, in fact, she's hard.
Have you loved her? Do you love her? Because maybe it's the way you tell her. And sometimes if a person insists on something, you have to allow them to win or lose. Like, say, to achieve that aim or to fail by the aim. So say, for example, I'm married to you and then I tell you, you know what, don't do the bank job. And then you insist that you must do it as against maybe doing something else or starting your own business. Rather than have a fight, I'll say, okay, you know what, I'll support you since that's what you want to do. Then you can go into the banking industry and succeed. Then you can go into the banking industry and maybe fail, and then something happens when you fail. You remember that I told you. So maybe sometimes, rather than impose your opinion on somebody, particularly somebody that you claim that you love, so Sometimes you have to allow them flap their wings and try to fly and just support them. Just maybe I'm assuming that that's my work so that they can see what their own words mean and what their own thinking can bring about. They have to probably learn as they go. And you have to probably allow them do that, as against insisting that you have authority over them and you must tell them and they must do as you have said.
Hello, Joyce.
I'm with
Hello,
you.
Joyce. I read a book sometimes ago in the school. The title of the book is called She Stooped to Conquer. I believe that's the formula she used. You know what I'm saying?
Your wife used She Stoops to Conquer.
Yeah, I believe that's the formula she used, because the love is not as it used to be. You understand?
Okay. Okay.
Now, let me give an example. One day I was at work, so she was trying to carry a cup to take wine or something. So the cup got broken, and she was afraid to tell me then. That was many years ago.
Yeah.
You understand? After that time, she was afraid. The love and everything was there, but it's something else. Is this even?
Why was she afraid to tell you? See, that's so this fear, because maybe she expected a particular reaction from you. Then when you found out, what did you do? Did you dismiss her fears? Did you say, no, don't be afraid, it's okay,
yes,
these
yes,
things.
Yes, like, did I you? Did. Yes,
and
I did.
And then what happened?
And she was smiling after then.
Okay.
But now I can't just fathom.
Oh, wait. You told me that story to remind me that once upon a time she used to fear you. Is that why you told me that?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I knew you wanted to tell me that. She used to fear me before, but now she doesn't fear me again. See, finish now. Now she knows that you don't have power. So, yeah, it's a tussle now.
No, you know, what I see there is, you know, things as in, you know, the, I don't know how to put it, as in, you know, the I don't understand. You understand?
But do you understand that a person shouldn't fear you? A person should love you. If a person loves you, surrender is easy.
Yes.
And this argument of submission is not even going to be a discussion. If you loved your wife, you submit to her. If your wife loved you, she'll submit to you. The moment, you see, once you hold a person under, and the day comes where they realize that they can get up and stand for themselves, all your jazz has been destroyed. All. All.
Yes, I know the jazz now. Yes,
well, whatever you think you had above her is destroyed. Because now she knows that she can pay boys, for example. She knows she can shout back. If you hit her now, she knows she can hit back. If you leave the marriage, she's ready to leave too. Like, she's willing to lose something.
But the thing is, what I'm looking at is my children. I so much love my children. That's just it.
I'm going to ask you to pray. We'll be right back. Nice 9.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Hello and a very beautiful good afternoon to you. If you have just tuned in, you're on the sunny side. The sun risen already in our consciousness as we try to make sense of life, of this thing called life. So one topic at a time. Right now, we're considering divorce series one. We started that on Tuesday. We're asking you, if you're married and you have thought about a divorce, why? So I think some situation... I think that some situations that you might be contending with just require you or require of you to readjust your approach. I think so. I think some situation, we can salvage some marriages if approach is changed. Well, that is a wild assumption and a safe one too, because sometimes the situations that some people have experienced, they have experienced so much that the situation has maybe offended or broken the spirits of those who are within that union. And sometimes the damage is so bad that a separation is the healthiest thing to do. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That number is for the ladies alone. We're considering our divorce series. And then if you hate your mother, why? We also had that conversation on Tuesday. We're hoping to understand what could have happened that led to your emotion turning negative on your mother. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. Hello.
Good afternoon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. If you can turn off, no, please turn off your radio. If you can do that, that would be appreciated. Thank you very much. Have you done that? No. I even think your background is very noisy. Hello. Let's try again. Hello.
Is that Joyce?
Yeah.
Good afternoon. Communication from our farm.
Thank you.
I will tell you why some people don't like their mom. Number one, some people that married, the issue of witchcraft, the issue of liking some people in the family, more than some people, like me, we are three boys, there are small one and my senior boys. The senior boy was in school doing agibota, but I was the security to other five girls, doing house chores, doing everything. So as I grow now, so when she wants to come to my place and relax, maybe they will say, he no like them, he don't like only me. I don't understand what I'm saying.
I'm listening, yeah.
So another one I want to talk is concerning why women divorce.
Please hold on a second. Do you hate your mom?
Why women divorce?
Yeah, hold on, but do you hate your mom?
I like my mom now. I like my mom.
Oh, okay.
I'm not hate my mom. So I want to talk the small issue of divorce.
Okay.
Do you know why there is divorce high rate in Nigeria now?
So honestly, there are many reasons we can assume, but I think we want people to tell their story so we can know why they want a divorce. Assumptions don't take us anywhere.
Allow me, now even 30 seconds. Make her talk small, right. I beg.
Wow, 30 seconds.
Why some people, the divorce is some abusive husband in marriage. How did the feminism wage in the Clinton breach since 1995? After the wedding, for some years or for some months, they will divorce because the woman don't want to stay under the husband because I think they bring money or maybe then they collect salary more than the man. Are you hearing me?
We're listening.
And some men will like to go outside and be cheating. Maybe the woman who they marry for us is not giving them what outside people is giving them.
All right.
So they will start behaving some kind of character may lead to the divorce from their wife.
Okay.
That's what I can say for my
thank own. Thank you very much.
Divorce.
That's all right.
Thank you.
All right. So what would wait for people with actual experiences to please call into radio and tell us if you are married and you have thought about a divorce, why? I can't work with assumptions or the presupposition that what's trending or what's popular as reported situations that have led to divorce is pretty much what applies to you. I think your story deserves attention. And here we have a platform. Let's do it. Let's talk. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Please, I would like to remain anonymous.
Bless your heart. We're happy you're here. Thank you very much for calling. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm very happy I got through today.
Glad you got through.
Well, this issue on now is like what is happening to me presently.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm in a marriage for 18 years. In fact, 19 years now. It has been turmoil from one problem to the other. But presently, because my shop is in the compound and all. Any little quarrel, my husband closes my office. Any little quarrel, he closes it. Or he abused me. Initially, it was physically, but now verbally. He tells me all sorts of things. He downplays me and everything. So presently now, I'm even very, very tired of the whole issue. I want out now.
Why does he close the shop? He opened it.
No, it's just out of punishment. He believes that probably I'm still getting
money. Who opened the shop? Like, did you pay for the store? Or he paid for the store? Because usually that's the situation. The one who thinks he has something on you, if it's a he or her, tends to use that against you.
We own the compound.
Oh, he owns the compound.
So we own the compound. Oh. When I met him, he had nothing.
Okay, so both of you together have the premises, and then you use the front as a store.
Yes.
Then he closes it whenever he's mad at you, whenever there's a fight.
But any little misunderstanding, yes.
So let's start with you. Do you suppose that there's something that you do that makes the marriage not work?
It's not really. Every relationship, there's bound to be misunderstanding.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes. I mean, when I say absolutely, is that you can choose to make that a reality or you can choose to not have misunderstanding. I think there are choices that can be made to prevent conflict.
Even between siblings, there's misunderstanding. But because you are siblings, you know you cannot patch your ways, okay?
Okay, so at least, for example, with me and my siblings, I try to prevent, except it's inevitable. So that's what I mean. Like, I think couples can also, like, try to prevent arguments. So there are things you can do to... Yeah. So I'm saying that, do you think there's something that you do that kind of leads to it? Like, is there something he thinks that you're not doing? I mean, what has he accused you of? I think that's a better way to put it.
Somebody said he doesn't want a career woman, a woman that pursues her dream and all that. all he had always wished for is a full-time housewife, and I'm not that kind of a person at all.
What's your career ambition? Like, what are you pursuing?
I'm an entrepreneur.
I mean, the shop is the career, is it?
Yes. In fact, it's a factory, a mini factory.
Oh, it's a mini factory?
Yes.
So wait, when he says he doesn't want a career woman, he means that he doesn't want you to have access to something? Is that what? Because, I mean, you're not necessarily in the formal sector. So I'm thinking you're an entrepreneur, you run your own business. Do you run the business alongside your husband?
No, it's just mine.
Okay. So when he says he doesn't want a career woman, you're not necessarily pursuing a career. You just have a business that you're running.
Yes.
So he doesn't want you to have that?
It's just that at any little, like, if he's aware that you, maybe after production, you sell, then money stops coming in until you exhaust the money. Presently, I'm even on loan. Okay, we had a little misunderstanding a few days ago. He seized my phone.
Did he buy the phone for you?
Yes, he did.
So do you understand why he seized it?
It's just out of...
But also because he bought it.
Yes.
So...
Who else would have gifted me such if not my husband?
Oh, bless your heart. Unfortunately, well, the one who gives it to you takes it back when he wants. And yesterday we were talking about responsibility. I think that there is something you can do in that situation.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not going to tell you. I think you should think about it.
Okay.
I want you to think about it. Like, so if I'm always giving you and taking from you, what else has he taken from you, by the way?
Recently now, the instructions he gave is that I should not go out from the gates. I should make sure I inform him 2 days ahead if I want to go out. Yesterday, I went out.
Sorry, bring it back. Wait, honey. Hold on. Bring it back. So inform him 2 days if you want to go out.
Yes.
If you were coming to Nigeria, that would be something you should tell him 2 days before. Like, if you're coming to Nigeria Info for an interview, for example, you tell him 2 days prior.
Nigeria Info is 7:05. Yesterday, I went to church. He said I didn't inform him earlier, and for that reason, I should bring the key to my factory. Because I didn't inform him 2 days.
You went to church to strip, or you went to church to worship God, and he collected the key.
To worship.
I said because you didn't tell him.
2 days to that day that I was going to church, for that reason I should submit the key to my place, which I did not. And he said upon coming back today, he's going to lock it up. And which I don't think I will let that happen, which might result to physical violence.
Can you avoid physical violence?
How else could I? That for a while now, he stopped dropping feeding money for me. He gives it to the children. So it's from the little sales I make, I feed and take care of myself. Now, if he locks up that place, and like I said, I'm on loan.
Yeah.
If he locks up that place, how else am I going to feed myself? And he said I should submit the phone to him. How am I supposed to cope?
Okay. So you have thought about a divorce. Do you have a plan towards the divorce?
I have a plan.
Does he want a divorce as well? Because I think you should also ask him that.
He threatens me with that all the time. He still did this morning.
Wait.
Then,
how did he say it to you?
That if the house does not contain me again, I should go. If I cannot keep to his rules, I should leave his house.
So what do you think about that?
I don't know. I've been...
Please wait. Please. I'm sorry. So on the sunny side, I don't like words like I don't know. Because I feel like sometimes you know, but you don't want to admit it. You know. You just don't want to admit it. So let me repeat the question. He takes your phone. He's told you if you can't stay, you should go. So two things can happen here. You can beg him and submit. You know, well, maybe he wants you to, like, obey his rules. That's what he's saying, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, so you do that. Like, and you do everything he tells you, as a slave would to a master. You do that. Or you think about what the alternative is. So you know, you just don't want to admit it.
I've been doing that for years now, which I'm tired of. Right now, I'm thinking of how to move my factory, not things from the house now, out from the compound. Just that presently I'm financially incapacitated to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you haven't made up your mind as to what to do.
No, I've made up my mind to move the factory out of the compound. Just that I do not have enough finance to rent it.
So are you going to move the factory out of the compound and still be in the marriage? Or are you think that would help?
Yes, I think it will help a bit. Then if it doesn't work.
I mean, if you move the factory out of the compound and he is offended that you disobey his rules, you're still in the very same mess you were.
Yes.
So
then whatever he brings forth, no problem. Since he has been threatening with divorce and all that, then he should bring it on.
Are you ready to be separated? Because if a man says to you, look, I'm going to throw you out if you don't obey my rules, then I think that is a direct challenge.
I'm emotionally ready.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. So, have you had a conversation with him about how this might play out?
Well, presently, I've been using the mute button. I've not said anything to him for the past 2 days, even when he's reacting and all that. Just keep quiet. Even when he took my phone, I didn't go for the phone. I just allowed him because I'm trying to prevent anything physical.
Okay, good. That's very good. And then given every situation, so you should make a decision based on the situation around you. Based on everything that, you know, is presented to you, that's your basis or your reference for a decision.
Yeah, I've already done that. The only thing now is the financial restraint. That's just it. I'm emotionally ready. If it results to separation, I'm fine and good about it. I even met a priest. I talked to a priest on the issue for you to know how I've gone.
Okay.
Yes. I'm really ready for that. Just that I'm financially incapacitated to carry out my plans. That's all.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Get any help, really? I don't know if I can get any help. Really.
When you say help, what do you mean? A help to help move your things out of your husband's house?
Not out of the house. I'm in the factory now. If I can get finance to rent the place and leave the factory for now, and then see how the marriage itself plays out, probably.
The marriage is playing out as it should. I don't know why you think there's a different script outside the one that's playing out right now. The marriage is what it is. The marriage is what it is. If you want to save, if both of you want to save the marriage, both of you have, you know, would have to work towards saving the marriage. What you have is what it is. Because remember, the shop is not necessarily the problem. The shop is where he goes to when there is a problem. Isn't that what you said?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
So the shop is really not the problem. Is that he thinks that he's exercising something over you. So you move the shop. If you move the shop and you don't tell him 2 days, if you don't tell him on Monday that you're going to the shop on Wednesday, he can come where you open. He can travel and lock the shop again. So the shop is not the contention here.
If the shop is no longer in his in the compound, for instance, I don't think he has any right to come to wherever I get to come and lock it up.
But you understand that this marriage is still what it is. That there's still contention.
Yes, I know that.
Because what he wants you to do is to obey his rules.
Yes.
So you're going to choose to do that or not. And if you choose to do that, there's consequence for that. If you choose to not do that, there's a consequence for that. You weigh your options and you make a decision. When you're ready, even money couldn't stop you. Because there's something called a non-negotiable, a price you're willing to pay regardless of the cost. Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. There gets to a point in life where there's a price you're willing to pay regardless of the cost.
Okay.
So think about it and make your decision.
Okay. But really, the last two callers that called in and said the wife is this, the wife is that, sometimes it's not really the wife.
But bless your heart. Believe me, don't worry. We know. I just really had to let him talk so I can be on to something else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes we really know. It's not always the wife. We know.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
The Sunny Side. Hello and good afternoon to you. How are you?
Hello.
Please turn off your radio.
No, the radio is not on.
Okay. We're happy to have you here, lady.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What do you want to talk about?
About divorce.
Okay, you married?
Yeah, I'm divorced now.
Oh, why? So why? When did you divorce? When did you file for a divorce?
About 4 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Okay. There's some men that are so deceitful that you may not really understand what they're into or what they're doing. like before the marriage, because the person is in the abroad and you are in Nigeria. So later on you get to know that this is what this person is up to, and you feel like, why do I find myself in this kind of a mess?
Are you saying somebody deceived you into marriage?
Yes, I was married to him. So each time he was in the abroad, each time I want to come and meet him there, he said, don't come, don't worry, keep your job, you have a nice job in Nigeria, stay there. So I said, okay. So one day I just got my visa and I didn't tell him, I just said, I just bought my ticket, and when I got there, he was like, so you mean that you are coming and you came? Okay. I said, okay, I'm staying for 2 months. And I've realized that it's all this fraud. I realized that it's into all this electronic fraud. That is what they are doing abroad there.
Okay.
I was shocked.
Okay. How many kids do you have with him?
Two. I was shocked. I couldn't comprehend. I have to tell him, is this what you do? He said, yes, that's what we do here.
Wow.
So I have to manage myself. I came back to Nigeria. When I came back to Nigeria, he came back the following month. And when he came back, one of my car had an issue. And he took the car. He said he wants to give it to a mechanic. He sold the car. Without my knowledge.
Whose car? Pardon me. Whose car is it?
My own car. The two cars I bought with my money. He sold them. If I ask, when are they bringing this car back? They are still working on it. This one he has an engine problem. The other one has engine problem.
Okay.
That's why he sold all. Yes, he sold my cars.
Oh, he sold both of your cars.
Yes. So we now have only one car in the house.
Okay.
And later, if I hand my salary, he will say, okay, give me the salary. So if I want to go out, he will be the one to give me money. If I'm going out, No, I said, you have to go back home. We cannot continue. Just go and do whatever you want to do there. Nobody will query you. Let me just stay here. So we have only one car. If I want to go out, and I say, okay, let me go and drop you in the office. So I don't have a car to use. What kind of marriage is this? Anytime I just earn my salary, he will say I should transfer everything to him. That is the head. He's supposed to be the one to give me money.
Sorry, honey. Wait. Bring it back. Sorry, what did you say?
He will tell me to transfer my salary to him.
He's the head of the family.
Yes.
Okay.
And he will collect the whole money. So I now went to... And he's
wait, honey. Let's fix that. You gave it to him. It's like you...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, good. Go ahead.
Yes. So if I want to go, he will be the one to give me money. Or if I'm going to office, let me go. I will go and drop me. So
yeah.
I have to enter public transport.
On your way back.
Yes. So it's like my life just wants to end. Like the suffering was just too much.
So I
have to go and report him to a human rights organization. He beat me. He will do all sorts of things. So immediately he served him notice that he should report and this and that. He just took his, he just traveled back.
Okay.
I said, why will you be doing, why do you come to Nigeria and do all sorts of things like this to me and you go back again and I say, he's very sorry. You're not sorry. We are not stupid, so this is what you are doing. This is what you do abroad.
Wait, please wait. He sold your car. He takes your salary.
Yes.
He beats you up. He took his passport, flew back to America, then was in America, told you sorry.
Yes.
What did your father tell you when they were marrying you off? Like, with this story now.
Hey, do we know that is what they are doing there?
Okay, so then you filed for a separation. You filed for a divorce.
Yes, I filed.
Have you reported him to FBI in America for them to put him in prison?
No.
Okay,
so
you don't want to put him in prison. He's the father of your children.
No.
So it's okay if that's what you don't want. Okay.
And everything just ended like that. So that's
how are you now?
Very fine.
Okay.
Bounce back, doing good. My business is running fine. No longer in public employment again. And I'm fine.
Okay.
Because I don't have crisis in my life again. No abuse, no violence. Nobody cheating you intentionally again.
Oh, wow. What a story. Okay.
Thank you.
Look, I thank you for calling. Ooh. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Anonymous from... Hold on a second now. Lady, let me speak to her. So hello? I might ask you to call back. Hello, lady. Good afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joyce. It's really nice to speak with you.
I'm happy hearing from you.
Can I nice little touch on why we hate our mothers?
Yeah, so... You have a... Okay, go ahead. I'm with you. Go ahead.
Yes, it's not really about my mother right now, okay? But a young man, I want to make reference to the young man that called the last time and said he has ruined the lives of two women. That young man is my brother. He's my stepbrother. So I was shocked that he would call the radio station and spew all those things that he said about his mother and my father. My father was a wonderful man, compassionate man. He had his own issues, but he was a good man.
But hold on, pardon me, lady. When did your brother call Nigeria Info? When did he call us? When did he call me?
That was the first time you talked about...
last Tuesday?
Yes.
Oh.
You actually gave him a name. You actually gave him a name. It was in Mr. Determination or something because it didn't sound too short. The third lady that he's with, you know, is going to walk out.
Okay.
You know?
Maybe you know his voice or you know it's your brother.
I didn't even realize his voice initially, but as I followed the story, I realized it was the one.
Okay.
Okay? Now, nobody forced you to take this woman. It was...
But sorry, honey, your line is breaking up. Wait, nobody... Wait, what did... He said he destroyed the lives of two women.
Fine.
Is that true, though? Is that true?
It is true, and he's about to destroy the life of another woman. Believe me, it's not going to work. I'm not cursing him.
But how did he do that?
But the truth is that...
How did he do that? I'm sorry.
The last time he came to my house, some years ago, I told him the stark truth that you can't operate like this. This is not Christianity. If he had told that woman that he brought home to the family, okay, she wasn't pregnant. We did proper marriage. We went to the registry. She was a wonderful woman. She sacrificed what she could for him. And she did admit, that this woman did not do anything wrong to him. So why did you treat her like that way? Why? Now you come to blame your mother. What sort of thing is that? That is height of irresponsibility.
Wait, are you saying that he didn't treat the woman well, but he's blaming your mom for what happened?
Oh yes. I mean, how can you tell a woman to just go away and you hardly take care of the child?
Okay, you know what? Hold on, lady.
How?
Hold on, a second, lady. Please, I have to. I don't know what's happening, lady. I'll be going off on a break in about less than a minute. I want you to please call me back, if that's okay, please, because I need to even understand the story. Thank you.
I will.
Thank you very
I'll call
much.
You back. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, what a week. This is The Sunny Side with Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, The Sunny Side, 29 minutes past 1 p.m. on Oh What a Week, this beautiful Friday. We're recapping the stories from the week, Monday through Thursday. And here we're considering divorce series one. You're married and you want to get a divorce. Why? I mean, why do you need a divorce? And the stories we've heard so far, very, very compelling. Thanks to those who have called and sharing the story. That's one. We're also looking at why do you hate your mother? All right, so now I was trying to remember the brother the last caller was referring to. Now I remember a story of a gentleman who called in saying that his mother... Now, I'm hoping that's the brother. Yeah, but I think I remember a story where the guy said he was Muslim and his mother wanted him to marry Muslim and he said he got married to the first lady, didn't work. Now, I'm hoping that's the story. So I'm just going to assume that that's what she's referring to. So let's go back to the telephone lines. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. My name is Joyce Onyemawa. Welcome to The Sunny Side.
Hello.
Hello, lady.
Nigerian info.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
You called earlier?
I was saying. Yes, I called earlier.
So, hold on a second, okay. If you don't mind. Can I understand the story? Are you Muslim? Did your mother ever insist that your brother must marry? Is that the storyline?
My father was a Muslim.
Okay.
My mother is a Christian. He happened to stay with us when he was young, so he was exposed to, the Christian values and all that. He went to the boarding school. So all that affected him.
So please hold on a second. Lady, please, I want to establish who the brother is. Is it the gentleman who called in saying that his mother wanted him to marry a Muslim lady?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the... Yes. Okay. So if you can quickly summarize the story and move along real quick, the timeline, let's hear you give your position
on
the situation.
This problem he talks about, we all had it with my father.
Okay.
When my father realized I was going to be a Christian... Bring it back.
When your father realized what? Sorry, when your father did what?
When I claimed to be a Christian, it was so seasoned. He couldn't take it. But I stood my ground. And I wasn't old.
Okay.
So what excuse do you have? During my father's last days, my father was crying and pleading with him that he should not treat this woman.
Which woman now? He said the first was Muslim, the second was Christian.
The woman he brought the family. That's his wife.
That's the first one, the Muslim one?
That's the only one we know, as far as I'm concerned, Joyce.
Okay,
that's the only one we know.
Oh, well, he said there's another one, a Christian, that he had a baby with. Okay, so please go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard that somewhere.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And I also heard about the second one.
Okay. So the first one is the one he brought home.
He's now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Brought home to the family. Okay? And this woman, if he had told her, hey, lady, I want to be a Christian, she would not have minded. She would not have minded. Okay? Mm. You just left the young woman in limbo. You've made a mess of her life. And you're coming to blame your mother. I hope you're listening to me. Okay? Because if this one will not work, because if you don't have a solid foundation, you cannot stand.
Wait.
The Yoruba saint, if you cannot progress forward, okay, you trace a step backwards. You know exactly what it's
wrong. Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
Now, if he doesn't... Now, for instance, he has cut off the entire family, all right?
Yeah.
He put a notice on the Facebook saying that, okay, let me use a fictitious name. Ibrahim Sanusi is dead. And he adopted a new name. He means you have a wonderful name. You dropped my father's name.
Yeah, I think he also said he changed his
name.
Why do you think he dropped your father's name? Was your father, did what happened to them?
Because he says, let me interpret my father's name to you. The person that brings order.
Okay, that's the meaning of the name.
That's a wonderful name.
Okay.
So why would you do anything like that?
Saying that he wanted to be Christian and for that reason he didn't want a Muslim name, so he changed his name and he said something like your mother kept calling him the Muslim name?
Yes. I will call him the Muslim name.
Okay.
I will call him the Muslim name.
Okay. So you appear angry at him.
Joyce?
Yeah.
I am a staunch Christian, but I still make use of my Muslim name.
Okay.
Because I love the meaning of my Muslim name.
Okay.
What does it mean? Help, victory.
Great.
Why are they like this?
Okay, so I want to understand why you're...
Because of your family.
Okay, so I want to understand why you're hurting, because certainly you have a different perspective from the perspective he told us. I remember
because
when he told that story.
The entire family.
Yeah, but I mean, I think something led to that, because I remembered I asked him, I said, are you sure you didn't play a role in this situation? Like, there was something you didn't do, but you're choosing to blame your mom. Like, you chose to not be responsible.
Look, I know how difficult his mother can be. Last year, I told the mother, Mom, you don't make Islam attractive to other people. I told her. She still called me last week. We still talk to each other. I still go to visit them.
Wait. I thought is your mom Muslim or Christian? Who's the Muslim there? Your mom or your dad?
Oh, my mom is a Christian. I'm referring to my stepmom now.
I'm talking to my stepmom. Because my father, you know, he was always striving.
Wait, is this guy your stepbrother? This is quite a...
He's my stepbrother.
Oh!
He is my stepbrother. I interacted with his mother.
Oh, so his mom is the Muslim lady?
Yes. Oh. As a matter of fact, she is the only staunch Muslim of all the women that my father married.
Okay, so here is his story. He said that she insisted that he had to marry a Muslim and that he didn't want that.
So what? Are you a child? Why won't you stand your ground?
Okay.
Why?
Okay.
Why won't you stand your ground? I stood my ground. I did. My father was very unhappy about it. But he still paid my school fee. I went to the university. You know, the heavens did not fall. He got over it.
Okay, well, that's a good one. Now, what do you think your stepbrother failed to do? Because he says there was the first woman, he said his first woman is Muslim, maybe the one you know that he had a child with. He said it didn't work. So why do you feel that marriage didn't work?
He's the one that didn't make it work. He just told her to go. That's why the fact that he admitted that the woman did not do anything wrong to him. He just wanted her to leave. Yes.
So he followed his mother's path. Well, he did what his mother told him to do, but he didn't do it with all of his heart. So now he has damaged one woman.
Where he flipped was when my own blood brother, all right, married a Christian, and we went to the church. My father went to the church. We all went to the church. We did, you know, the ceremony and all that. So he was like, oh, so my father can actually agree for one of his children to be a Christian. But for God's sake, our mother is a Christian.
Okay, so where do you think he failed? I mean, by your observation, where do you think your stepbrother failed? Because now he says he has two different women, and he feels that if he had married the woman he is with now, he would not have destroyed the lives of two women. And the woman he is with now appears to be Christian, and he had loved her 14 years ago. He's only just gone back to her now.
And she's pregnant.
And she's pregnant. Oh, okay. She's pregnant.
Is it thinking? You have three different women. So the thing is that you're allowing negative participation to repeat itself in the family. What sort of a thing is that?
So you're saying he's not responsible. Look, are you saying that?
No, he's not responsible. That's the heart of irresponsibility. What does it mean to be responsible? When you admit to yourself that these are the things, when you own the things you need to do, you have to do. You own the responsibility to your God, to yourself, to your family, to your society. When you're responsible, you should not throw a bottle outside the bus. When you're responsible, you know how to pee right beside the door. The entire place is a mess.
I remember I asked him, are you sure this is not as a result of your irresponsibility and you're just choosing to blame your mom, but instead it was you who failed, because already there are two women in the picture. So if the first one was a mistake, how come the second one is also a mistake? You know, like, that's two mistakes.
That one was a Christian. You wanted a Christian.
And he wanted a Christian. Exactly. I remember I asked him that. Okay. Wow.
I hope he's listening. Let me just tell you, wherever you are, even this month will not work.
Oh, why?
I'm not cursing you. But hang on.
Why?
I am not cursing you.
Why would you say that?
Because if you are practicing real Christianity, you will know about restitution. Restitution requires you to go back and then make amends of the wrong you have done.
Has he wronged you as well? Because you sound like you're mad at him. Has he offended you? So now, how many people has he offended?
The whole family. Oh. The entire family. The mother is always crying. The sisters are always crying. Even the wife. Do you know the wife? He told the wife to quit her job. He told the wife. You know, the wife sold her land to stand by him, to support him. He lives in limbo.
And he left her. What did he live for her when he left?
Just left the house.
Yeah, but did he leave property? Did he leave her some money? Did he pay her off somehow?
I don't think so. Maybe once in a while I would give a chicken to take care of a child.
please, let me just say this thing. Let me just say this thing to him. I'm almost done.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You must go. I hope you listen. You must go and look for this woman because you have offended her greatly. Beg her. Beg her. You may not be able to marry her again. Beg her for her forgiveness and take care of your child. Go to your mother and your siblings. Beg them. Ask for the forgiveness. Come to our family, all of us. Call a family meeting. Beg us, because nobody is happy with you. So it cannot work. It can't work. Then you call the radio station to say you hate your mother. You will call back the radio station and take back those words. Then it will work. It's not a curse. That's a remedy. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I love you so much.
Thank you. Bless your heart. Thank you very, very much for calling. We're live streaming. We're on Facebook, 99.3 Nigeria Info. That's exactly where you're at. We're on the sunny side. I think we can do one more conversation before we go off. Frank is here. Welcome to the sunny side. Turn off your radio. Hello? I'm sorry, you're not there. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. How are you doing? Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, that'll be good. Hello, good afternoon to you. All right, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Good afternoon. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, welcome. What do you want to talk on?
Wow, well, that woman's story, man, that is really, really, really exhausting. Because I heard the other story and then the sister came around and...
What do you want to talk about now? Real quick, we've got time to watch.
Okay. I don't even know what to say.
All right, then. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. On Facebook, you can join the live stream, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello, good afternoon. My name is Joyce. What's your name? Turn off your radio. Hello.
Yeah, my radio's turned off.
Bless your heart. We're happy to have you. We have 3 minutes, probably less than that. Real quick.
Yeah, I'll take less than that. All right, this is Humphrey on the line. So,
okay,
I've been wanting to call to chip in something, and I think the woman that called helped to portray the point I was going to make. You know, I really enjoy your show. I'm one of the biggest fans, like the way you stretch the mind and all of that. But, you know, let's say, for instance, and I asked the question, why do you hate your mother? Are you married and are you considering a divorce? And then you notice people call, yeah, and then they give several reasons, and... you do a very good job of trying to.
My friend, please. Do you have a contribution to the topics that we've shared today on radio?
Yeah, that's what I'm driving at. So
okay.
my contribution is that sometimes it is not just a matter of love or submission or trying to help the other person. Sometimes it's a matter of the character of the other person involved. Because sometimes even after you've shown the person love. After you've done your best to accommodate, you've done everything. If the person you're involved with in any particular case has a character flaw,
yeah.
No matter what you do,
nothing
it's going
works.
To trust
I agree.
Exactly.
Do you have a story that buttresses your position? Do you have a story to tell us?
No. So I just call to chip that point in because sometimes it's not just a matter of
we
maybe
understand
I
that. No, we understand that. Thank you very much for calling. The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are off on a break. We'll be right back after 10 minutes. Don't be anywhere.